What I really want to happen is for everyone here to learn about the parents organization, why we have it. That way, if you run into any blind children in your work, in your activities, then you can really put the word out. And we'll keep trying to put the word out. So why don't we just go ahead and hear from Carlton, and she will talk about the Parents of Blind Children organization that's a division of the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you. Good morning, and I thank the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska and your president, Bonnie Lucas, a good friend of mine from years and years ago, former roommate, at a convention roommate, for inviting me to speak with you. As president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, a proud division of the National Federation of the Blind, I'm eager to share with you all that the NFB, with support from the Federation, has to offer and how the Alaska affiliate can build the Federation through bringing blind students, their families, and their educators into our Federation family. First, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Carlton Ann Cook Walker, not quite as long as the organization name. Carlton's fine. And I'm the mother of a blind 19-year-old, Anna Catherine. In addition to serving as president of the NOPBC, I am certified as a teacher of students with blindness, low vision, and I'm an attorney with my own solo law practice and an advocacy firm, Blindness Education and Advocacy Resources Bear. As you might guess, that name came from the fact that I am a mama bear. Of all my roles, parent is most important, and it will always be so. However, after faith and family, the most important facet of my life is the Federation, the National Federation of the Blind. For without the NFB and its parents' division, the NOPBC, I would not have had the information I needed to be an effective parent for Anna Catherine in early childhood, through the school years, and now as a young adult. Indeed, I shudder to think of where my child and our family would be now without the education from and support of my fellow Federationists, those who I met through the Parents Division, and, of course, blind adults from throughout the country. My Federation family has taught me how to provide my blind child the tools and skills needed to become the successful blind adult Anna Catherine has a right to be. My 15 years in both the NOPBC and the NFB have been transformative for me, my blind child, and our family. While we still struggle with accessibility issues and with societal misconceptions and low expectations, we now know what is possible. We know that blindness itself need not pose an obstacle to achievement in school, in employment, or in life. Please note that a parent's division can be a powerful tool for any affiliate in building the Federation, both now and in the future. The earlier families and educators hear from us that blindness is not the characteristic that needs to define any blind individual or that person's future, the earlier that blind child will receive the environment, tools, and services needed for success. The earlier we bring these faults into the Federation, the earlier we can raise the expectations of blind people, because we know that low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. The earlier we make blind children, their families, and their educators part of our Federation family, the sooner that blind child will hear and believe this truth. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. We in the NOPBC stand ready, able, and eager to help you build the Federation in Alaska. As an initial matter, please know that involvement and membership in the NOPBC is open to everyone. We welcome blind students and their families, but we also welcome their educators and neighbors. We certainly welcome blind adults and blind students. You are the real experts in blindness. And our children, families, and educators can learn so very much from you. Just as membership in the NOPBC is open to all, so is leadership. We have many blind adults with sighted children and without children, as well as with blind children, serve as leaders at all levels in state parents of blind children groups. In other words, even if the parents of blind children haven't yet come, you can build the organization and invite them in. But how? Well, in a PDC, we're very big on connections. We would love to help you rebuild your parents' division in Alaska. Some ideas include seminars, and we definitely are ready and willing to help, but you guys have the tools really needed. Typically, the three topics that tend to bring parents in are IEPs, information, advocacy, etc., and you have a lot of knowledge base in your affiliate on that, I know. Technology. Many parents know there are tools out there, but they don't know what tools or how to obtain them or how to use them. I know your affiliate members have much experience in this area. And the third big draw for parents is sports and more broadly recreation. Certainly sports like goalball, but also accessible games, card games, board games, as well as accessible online games and recreation. And I think you have more than one recreation opportunity in Alaska. I know that you have a beautiful and varied state in hiking and other kinds of fishing, hunting. All sorts of great recreational opportunities abound, and these are great ways to bring families in as well. We would love to help you leverage your skills and your talent in this area to bring families in. Please let us know how we can help. We also offer an annual convention at the NFB annual, an annual conference at the NFB annual convention. I try to use the different terms just to keep them a little bit keep us in our lane. But we have a lot of recordings from our conference the July annual convention, and we will be getting those up on our website soon. And they can hopefully be ways to bring parents in, to let them know what we have to offer. And of course, they're available to all. We do participate in Washington Seminar. Not sure what that's going to look like in 2021. Not sure what a lot of these are going to look like in 2021. But we stand ready. We also offer our website, nfpbc.org. On that website, we offer local contacts and resources. We have topic-specific resources, a lot of great resources from Future Reflections, our quarterly magazine geared toward families and educators, and greatly supported by NFB and American Action Fund. We will be having our conference resources up soon, and we have some great IEP advocacy resources there. Again, you could, for helping parents, bring parents in, but also if you want those resources, they're more than available. And this is the one, we have a Facebook group, a pretty vibrant Facebook group. It allows parents and educators from around the country to share, learn from and support one another. If you've not already done so, please consider joining us. We really, really value the input of blind adults, and it is a great way to get the word out there that, hey, we have blind adults, organized blind adults in Alaska. We do send, not monthly, regularly, a list of new members of Facebook to division presidents. Unfortunately, I have not figured out a way to get a list of all of our members, our Facebook group members who are from Alaska. But if somebody enjoys Facebook anyway, it would be a great, great way to connect with families and educators in Alaska. We have a lot of their hot topics like education, recreation, cane travel, high stakes testing, Braille music. And by offering your expertise, you will be showcasing yourself as the experts that you are. And that can really help bring people in as well. We have also a Facebook page where we push out information. I will say, going back to our group, we do not typically allow fundraisers. However, we allow all NFB-related fundraisers. So if you have a fundraiser, please let us know. We will share that and hopefully get some interest going. For those who are not such the Facebook mavens, that would include my blind child, Anna Catherine, we have a blind kid listserv, and it's not as active, but it's a great place to interact with folks and also to push some information out. So we have that. We also have so, so very much from NFB. Remember, what matters to you matters to blind students and their families. NFB offers tools and resources like the Free White Cane Program. What an amazing resource. We might talk to somebody about different cane types and, well, they don't necessarily want to invest. Well, let's get a free white cane and let you try it and see if it is for you. We have the American Action Fund Free Books Program. We have sharebraille.org, a marvelous way to get Braille books shipped to you absolutely free, free matter. I mentioned Future Reflections magazine. Another gem that I don't think we use nearly enough is our International Braille and Technology Center. It's a comprehensive technology evaluation demonstration and training facility located at our national headquarters in Baltimore, and it serves as a resource for fender-free advice on all aspects of access technology. Because we in the Federation raise money and buy the technology ourselves, so we're not beholden to any vendors. It's pretty nice to find objective advice these days. And of course, the NFB Newsline. A lot of our kids don't get that. And what a rich source for news, as well as for even sales circulars, job listings, so much. Newsline is an amazing resource. And that may be a really way to reach out to some of those educators. Hey, kids have to do current events. Kids might have some math assignments where they're supposed to check out the price of, 3 years of corn at 5 different grocery stores. It's great to go to the grocery stores, but maybe in this day and age, we'll do it through sales circulars. Things like this can be a neat way to offer a meaningful and authentic, but different and creative educational experience. NFB also offers age-specific resources. These are, we have Early Childhood Initiative programs, Braille Reading Pals Club, and Early Explorers, and the B, Early Literacy and Movement for Young Blind Children newsletter. These are all geared toward birth through seven, a wonderful way to bring in some of our newer families. And next month, I'm very excited, online form to request letters from Santa, Braille letters from Santa, which will be sent in December, because every December, NFB helps Santa send letters in Braille, because Santa needs help, and we're here to help. For slightly older age group, 4 to 12, we have NFB Bell Academy. I see Brian on the call, and I know we've been trying to get an NFB Bell Academy in Alaska. I think you may have had one out 1 year. I'm not sure. I know that Carl McQuillan did go up. But this summer, we didn't have in-person NFB Bell Academy anywhere, but we were able to have NFB Bell Academy everywhere through sending big, beautiful, wonderful bell boxes to every student who signed up. And these boxes contain literally everything you needed for bell, to do all the bell activities, from rice to jingle bells to scissors. Everything was included, so families didn't need to feel like they had to go out and get something. What was also included was a gift that I don't think families knew immediately, but hopefully they are learning now how incredible, literally hundreds of Braille flashcards, so that our kids can have Braille under their fingers all year long. I'm just so excited. They're beautifully done. They're just amazing. Of course, we don't know what's coming in 2021, but no matter what it is, we know we can and will continue to serve blind kids. We have our NFB distance learning resources on our NFB .org webpage. Fabulous resources, including a whole video series on how blind people do things. I really urge you to check it out. They're well done, and those can be engaging to parents. If we were having in-person Meet the Blind Month events, I would say, hey, put those on Ron. Just run a couple of those if you're at a mall or something. Well, of course, we're not doing that, but we'll be creative. We can figure something else out. We also have the National Center for Blind Youth in Science website, which includes some great resources, including accessible Lego directions. How wonderful is that? We have writing contests, and for our older kids, we have the Self-Advocacy and Higher Education Toolkit, and High States Education Toolkit. But NFPBC, what is it? Who can join the NFPBC? Like I said earlier, parents, relatives, educators, blind adults, and anyone else interested in promoting opportunities for blind children. Local parent support groups, like in Alaska, and they can be regionally based or they could be statewide. You decide, just like with your affiliate chapters. We love to have groups, formal groups as well as the informal. The focus, of course, with NFP remains on supporting families and parenting their blind children. We have something new to announce, though. Announce. I announce our NFPBC TWIG membership tier. TWIG. Alexander Pope wrote, "As the twig is bent, so is the tree inclined." These words are the inspiration behind the title of the TWIG Award, which we bestow to honor those whose work has influenced the direction in which our children grow. This past July, our TWIG, we do not award the TWIG every year, but we had two TWIG Award winners, and they were President Rick Abono and his wife, Melissa. NFPBC TWIG membership fee is $12, and that will run through June 30, 2021. Benefits of TWIG membership include membership in NFPBC, our monthly NFPBC e-newsletter called The Village, early access to NFPBC resources, including things like those conference recordings. Our TWIG members will be getting an announcement about that several days before we're going to make it publicly announced. And drum roll, please. This is our biggie. Free Freedom Scientific software. This is available to individuals in the U.S. only. Freedom Scientific will provide each NOPBC TWIG member a free annual home license for JAWS, Fusion, or Zoom Text. This free license is worth $80 to $160 depending on which software you choose. And it is exclusive to NOPBC TWIG members. You will receive a link for access to the software shortly after your TWIG membership is verified. And again, remember, anyone can become a TWIG member of the NOPBC, and all TWIG members in the U.S. will receive the Freedom Scientific software. We hope that this will be a benefit to individuals, and maybe will be a way to help pull parents and educators in to our organization. They might come for the free software, but I believe they'll stay for all that we provide without cost. I've been talking a whole lot, and there are a whole lot of folks in this group, and I would love to hear from you and chat with you about what we can do to build Federation in Alaska through blind children, their parents, and their educators. Oh, golly. Tom, you have a hand up.
I will say that we, because of what recently happened, we've had to follow the protocols of conventions, and anyone who is not a co-host will have to raise your hand, and we will have to manually unmute you so that we don't interrupt Carlton or any other presenters. So, and we know once in a while that may not work as well as we like, but that's what we're going to have to do to maintain the order of it. Tom, go ahead, sir.
Awesome. So, you know, you said a lot of awesome stuff there, Carlton, and the thing that really stuck with me was kind of almost at the beginning, though. And that was, you know, I grew up as an Alaskan child, and so my dad was very instrumental in giving me the traditional Alaskan childhood. So, you know, I've been in the woods, on the water, with a rifle, a shotgun, and a fishing rod in my hands. So, you know, that is something that personally I feel very, very strongly about, that if there is anyone in Alaska who wants that childhood for the child, you know, that's one thing that I am very strongly kind of committed to.
That's awesome. We just had a parent, it was in Pennsylvania, but wanting to know her, she had a newborn baby and maybe 2 months old, and dad was having trouble connecting because they had an older daughter and it was a son, and he really wanted to be hunting with his son, but his son's blind and he was having trouble connecting. So hearing from you, Tom, hearing from folks who are committed, that would be so important for the family.
Yeah. It's, and I can even kind of share with you after, you know, I can, if you want to send me your email or whatever, I can share you with some of the strategies that we've used and still continued use to this day.
If you're not careful, I might have you write a Future Reflections article on that, and I would love that very much. So be careful. Don't be careful.
Okay.
I'd like you to do it. We'll talk.
All right. Okay. now you're making me commit more than I originally desired.
Oh, well, yeah, that's an FB way, you know.
Suck me on in there. All right.
Lure you in. I will say that we have an amazing editor in Debbie Kent Stein, and she does, and this is for everyone to hear. If there's something I just don't really think I can have the time or energy or whatever to write an article, she will write the article after an interview with you.
Mm-hmm. And this is Bonnie. She's an excellent writer. She's written books. Mm-hmm. She's terrific.
And she's just a lovely person, too.
Yeah, totally.
I just want to say that, but I'll go back on mute.
So, Tom, I wonder if you could actually share with these parents, with this dad, and You know, even sometimes having someone to talk to, even for a few minutes, mm-hmm. makes a huge difference for people.
Yeah. I mean, they're in Pennsylvania, so we definitely have to set up a time that works good for both of us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's, you know, 4-hour time difference, but.
It is, but there's always the weekend. So Tom is working and very busy gentleman. Right. So.
Yeah. And I'm buying a house, but that's a side note.
Oh, awesome. I heard, Tom. That's so cool. All right.
Parents need to hear that you are living the life you want.
Yeah.
That blindness isn't holding you back. Parents need to hear this because they don't hear it from anyone else. They don't hear it from the doctors. They don't hear it from the educators. They don't hear it from their family. They don't hear it from their community. That's why we need to bring them into our family and make them part of, give them a community where they will hear it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Well, I'll go back on mute now so I don't take up any more of your time, but I just kind of.
Oh, no. This time is for all of us, actually. I did my spiel. I would love to hear more from y'all. I mean, I would be fine if everybody unmuted, you know, within reason, because I can't form the Alaska Parents of Blind Children. I can absolutely support y'all, but it's yours and I want it to be yours. So we have time. I'm open to help support whatever y'all want to do.
So, this is Bonnie, and I just wanted to say that, you know, in the past, I've just thought, okay, I need to find a parent to take this bull by the horns. I can't do it. But I think as an affiliate and when we have our NFB meetings, we could set aside time and think of projects and ways to involve more parents. I like the idea of setting up an activity, inviting people and seeing who comes. I mean, that's precisely why I invited you here today, Carlton, and set this time aside. And it was only a couple weeks ago that I happened to check in on Indiana's convention, just kind of seeing how Michael was doing because, you know, I knew he was going to do our convention and all. And I heard that whole thing and I was like really impressed. And I just thought, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to make it happen again. I know Pamela is so busy and she was doing it before. We can all make it happen. We don't have to wait for Pamela's life to get better and easier for her to have the time. She just needs to let her know that we're willing to make it happen. And when she can help, great. If she can't help, not a problem. We have others that can do it. And I just think that, because several people were once blind children. Others, they've lost their sight later, but they are learning the skills of blindness and and they could be true role models for children and for those parents. So anytime parents see blind adults thriving, working, reaching out, being in the community, it is such a blessing to them because I have to tell you, my parents were uneducated and once my mom said, well, you know, when we sent you to the blind school, the thing that happened was, and this is just demonstrates how uneducated she was, when you started reading Braille, you weren't looking at books anymore. Not that I could even see them. I had them right up to my nose. But I was always had a book in my hand and had it on. My mom would say, you got ink all over your face. So I know you've been looking at a book. But she said, when you started learning Braille, that's when you lost your vision. And I was a college student by then. And I said, no, I lost my vision because I had glaucoma and it was untreated. So, right. You know, and that's just a small example. My mom certainly meant well, and I'm sad that she thought that all those years, and she just didn't know any different, you know? And so I just think it's so important that we are out there for these parents and enable them to help their blind children really, you know, catch on to life and the idea that they can live the life they want as adults. And I want those parents to see those children as people who are going to grow up, either go to school or find a trade, who may raise families, who may participate in the community. And I think too often parents are pretty unsure that that's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And so are educators. And I do, you heard me talk about educators a whole bunch. I get frustrated with educators. I am obviously an educator of blind children, but I get frustrated with the traditionally trained, a lot of them, not all. But the thing is, I know because I was trained the same way they were. They didn't have a good education. People will ask me, well, where'd you learn all you learned? So, well, I got my certification and got my degree from Salus University outside Philadelphia, I learned what I needed to know to teach blind children, and I keep learning it from the Federation. It's so true. And by reaching out to them, you have an event, and have an event that you want. If you're excited about it, then that's, in fact, you're going to do great. Because if you're excited about it, you're going to plan for it, you're going to do a great job doing it. So find something like, I don't know, this popped into my head, making jerky. I don't know how many of y'all do deer jerky, but I know there's a lot of hunting. There's a lot of hunting here in Pennsylvania. If you're making deer jerky with learning shades on, how fun would that be? I'm a jerky fan, but I'm sure people who like jerky, it would be really fun.
That definitely is going to have to be when we get back together again. I can tell you, I see so few people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so someone's raising
that. But anything you can do on Zoom, even something like, here's Braille Uno. We have our Braille Uno cards. I think we can still get them at Target. And I think the NFB Independence Market might have a few as well. How could you play Uno over Zoom? It's really very simple. I have my cards in front of me, and I have a draw pile. And then I would discard and say, I discard a red 9. Now, Bonnie has her cards in her, and I'll draw, card. No, I guess I don't draw a 9 Uno, so I discard a red 9. But Bonnie looks at her hand in Alaska. I'm in Pennsylvania. And she says, oh, well, I have a green 9. So I'm laying down a green 9. We can play Uno that way. We don't have to interact with the cards. We can verbally do it. There's a dice game called Farkle, which is, again, something people don't have to interact. You sits die, but each person could have his or her own sits die and could play over Zoom. There's could be some fun ways to bring people in a safe, so physically distanced manner. I've recommended to some, even consider holiday cooking making. Send out the recipe and what kinds of measuring cups you need beforehand. Maybe some ideas if you don't have Braille measuring cups, touch dots, graphic art tape, rubber bands. And you could also just look at the difference between the sizes, but those are nice for quick identification. And make some sugar cookies. Yes, it's fun to do it in person, but that's not always a possibility. So we can be really descriptive and be really great models of describing what we're doing to people, which would help parents and educators a lot. Because a lot of times they'll say, you just do it this way. Well, if I can't see you, I don't know what that is. So role modeling is really good.
We have Butterfly Pat had some comment.
Yes, I really enjoyed your talk. I did hear you at South Carolina conference as well. I'm in Ohio, and I do interact with children. I previously did a backpack program for kids at another organization, and it is a learning process. Over 5 years, I found where to get this or where to get that. And the kids enjoy Uno or low vision cards if they have some vision. There's lots and lots of different games available, whether it's on the independent market or independent living aids or Target as well. And I think it's important for them to have recreational games like I had growing up, because I didn't start losing my vision till late 40s. But kids do enjoy interacting and having fun, and it's very rewarding to find something that works for a child. And I do know of two amazing teachers in my county, but some of them do not know where to go, and it's crazy because they'll call me. Do you know where I can find a low vision teacher? I'm like, no, but I give them a direction on where to go. It's amazing that teachers are not trained to deal with all disabilities. And I think the NFB has made a big difference in educating, but I just wanted to say I really enjoyed what you had to say and everybody else. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat. And please invite those educators to the Ohio Parent Division meeting. I'll pull it up. I'm not sure exactly when it is, but I can find it. That will be November 7th from 12:30 to 1:45 Eastern. So I'd love to see you there and love to see those teachers there. Because here's the deal, friends. As you know, teachers, maybe not so much now if you're not in person classes, but when we are in person, teachers are with our kids a lot. A lot. And I've said, you know, for Bell, we might have them for 2 weeks out of the year. Teachers have them for 36. We need to infiltrate their wonderful brains and give them the tools they didn't get when they were in school and they aren't getting now from wherever, and give them that perspective, information, and the real professional development so that they can be the great teachers of blind students that our children deserve. All right. Okay. Any other ideas, any questions, any concerns?
Yeah. So please, anyone ask questions if we haven't heard from you yet. If you are an Alaskan that hasn't, you know, shared any information about your child or wants to know some questions, to answers to some questions, please don't hesitate to raise your hand. And there you go. All right.
Hi, Rose.
I don't know if she's gotten unmuted yet.
Yeah, I think I can.
Hang on. And I noticed that Tom.
Rose and family. Okay.
There we go.
Hi, Rose.
Hello? Oh, well, this is actually Janet, the mom.
Rose's daughter.
And we have the organization Special Ed Service Agency in Alaska, and they actually come into, you know, the communities, the smaller communities, because if you invite everybody to show up to someplace, a lot of times that includes, like, from our town, we have to take a plane or a boat because mm-hmm. we're not attached by the road system. So I think that one thing the COVID stuff has done is let us use some more technology. And I got this link and was told about your talk this morning from CISA. And I was, it was kind of neat that I was able to, I was told I'd be inspired. And yes, I'll probably end up doing some sort of, I don't know what I'll be doing because we're in the middle of nowhere. But I do know that there's things like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and RPG games. Wow. That could be really good.
My daughter loves them. So, yeah.
My daughter has very low vision, but she also has hand tremors and she's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
So she's in a very unique position. And I think that sometimes because all of our loved ones are so unique and like she's not using a cane in a traditional way. But I think that's what scares a lot of educators also, is that there's mm-hmm. so many things going on. And you can't just bring in one little piece. And I think right. that, I think more parent advocates that can help with teachers, to show them how to, be creative. And,
yes.
I think that would really strengthen everybody. But again, like I've seen the Special Ed Service Agency has, I don't know, these incredible people that are in there and giving suggestions and being there. And yet, a lot of times the schools and the teachers don't implement things. And I think that if there was the parent group and the, you know, like the educator group, but I mean, they're kind of both there, it makes it a little less threatening because you're saying, hey, there is help. There's not a law coming after you. We're really just sitting here going, sometimes your language is all you need to change. Sometimes the way you talk, the way you speak, what you bring up. Mm-hmm. Like Uno, we've just taught when people come to our house, we teach them, oh, it's a red 9 to you, Rose, or it's mm-hmm. a green 9 after Dad, or it's a, you know, we just say that. And for some reason, I wasn't doing that over Zoom with other people because I was thinking, but there's more cards. I don't know what I was just thinking. And it's like, oh, dang, we better get that going on. Because even with tremors, Rose can use that. So
drop those cards anytime, right? Just drop them.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, they can be spread all over the place, and nobody's going to worry about it. So yes, I mean, we're going to be doing more of that stuff for sure. And that's, don't have a lot of, you know, we still have just plain old cocktail parties and stuff over Zoom. I mean, we, or whatever, you know, get togethers and things. Right. So, but I really do think that that parent component being not a, a traditional, like, you know, oh, here is someone telling you how to teach, to keep, you know, that extra support, I think is really a neat thing. But then I look at myself and I think, okay, my daughter has a little bit of vision left. I personally would love to go with somebody who doesn't have vision and say, hey, can I spend the day with you and or with you and someone who's with you just to see how this all works? Because I, Rose is in a wheelchair and I don't really know. I know how I speak to Rose about things, but I think that sometimes we need those connections too, because I know, wow, I'm really, really good at some good parenting stuff. And yet I come across someone and I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to stand. I'm not sure, you know, where do I get some training and how to help someone who, is more traditionally visually impaired without a wheelchair attached or something. So, or has full vision loss. I guess I would like to know where to get training like that too, or where to be able to connect with someone to learn. So those are a couple different things, which I know maybe we need in Alaska, or maybe we have in Alaska. Rose is going transitioning from high school to the Center for the Blind. So it's, we're expecting, just more adventures. And, we do, I mean, and we do live in rural Alaska. So yes, Rose has, you know, kayaked to remote places and she's seen bears up close and she's started parades and she's, you know, cut the ribbon on new, you know, accessible places, and she's done wonderful things. And, we expect that anybody should be able to do that and not be excluded in any way. And I think that parents and, loved ones of someone who's visually impaired, I think that they can really help. And like I said, I would love to know more. And I don't know where do you sign up for a class? Is there a class somewhere and how to help someone who's, I mean, it, you know, I need to find that out. I've been pretty busy over this way, but as we get more, as she gets more independent, that is things, those are things that I'll need in order to continue to advocate for, you know, changing the world, you know, just so that.
Hang on. So, you remind me of your name again, your first name.
Janet.
Janet. Oh, so Janet, your daughter was just up, to Anchorage not long ago. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
She came to the center, right?
Right.
And, I was there, and, my coworker, Nate Kyle, just joined the meeting and he was also there. We were really honored to meet her, and Nate and I are both totally blind, and we had a great time meeting her, and we would be absolutely thrilled to talk with you and let you meet some blind adults and talk to you about how we do things with less vision, with no vision, or whatever that might be. And I think it's just so, I commend you so much for wanting so much for your daughter and having those high expectations for her to be able to live her life and find ways to do things. And I just think it's great. And I'm glad that you do have CISA. I wish we had a blind person going out to those smaller communities for sure. That's not happening at this point, but maybe one day that will happen. I've always said I'd love to travel to those places. I've only been in Anchorage and Seward mostly, and Fairbanks once, and I've been here for 10 years now. And, so anyway, thank you so much for coming. And I'm really glad, that you were told about this meeting. Was it Angel maybe that told you?
Angel told me, correct.
Yeah. So glad that she did. I think that's so wonderful. And again, we welcome you with open arms.
Okay. Candy is unmuted. Give us some comments.
Before we get to Candy, I just want to say, Janet, I put in the, chat two resources that might be helpful. One is an article from Tumbles to Triumph, Using a Cane from a Wheelchair by written by a great friend of mine, Treva Olivero. And the other is How-To Activities. And these are available on our NFB Distance Learning Resources page. And it's videos of blind people showing how they do things non-visually. And just so
we
you know,
my, done some tube. Yes.
Yeah, my blind child does have some functional vision, but she, my child, identifies as blind because frankly, it's kind of easier than having people say, oh, what can you see? What can you see? What can you see? So,
yes.
Our kids probably, I mean, and my child has some other, some additional disabilities as well. And you know what? Like, Rose, you reared her the right way. You just gotta move forward. Make it work.
You know, the last thing I want to say is that my daughter is more worried about me as she's going out to be independent, that I be able to handle it, than I am about her. I mean, she's thinking she's going to have to do something to help me.
That's so awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Candy.
Yeah, I was just, when Tom commented about growing up as an Alaskan child, and, I did too. Mm-hmm. And my uncle had a small plane, and we used to fly places and fish. And one of the things, you know, I fished, but somebody always helped me haul in the fish. And I was always wanting to actually do it myself, you know, so. If somebody had known that I could land a fish myself, that would have been pretty cool. And my parents always expected me to do well in school, but they didn't really seem to expect me to do anything else, you know. And I remember one time my dad says, you know, what are you going to do when you grow up and you need help? And I'm going, what makes you think I'd need help, you know? You know, my parents were great, but, you know, they just didn't have the information they needed.
Right.
I think that happens all too often. Parents don't have that information. And I think that's why the NFB and having our Parents of Blind Children division really can reach out to parents in a way that, you know, sometimes teachers just don't have the skill. As teachers, many times they really haven't been around a blind person, a blind adult. And so as we partner with teachers, we really can make a difference in the children's lives.
Yeah, that's one of the things that made school such a nightmare, you know. Nobody knew how to teach me, really, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Candy.
Thank you. Candy, we're going to have to set up a fishing trip, and you're going to be in charge of pulling the fish in.
Yeah, well, you have to show me how to haul in that fish.
Once we get to be together, I do think that's probably something that won't be as good ever soon. But something to look forward to when we don't have to physically distance.
You know what? This is Nate. I just wanted to say I was able to sit down with Rose, as Bonnie said earlier, and she is really a sweetheart, and I can tell that she's a fighter. And, you know, we are excited to figure out how we can best be able to serve her and have her participate here at the center and join this community. So thank you for sharing her, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, this is Charlie Rogge here in Anchorage, and just a recollection of growing up in Arizona, and yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I'm certainly blessed to have had staying at grandparents' cabin or flying with my dad, and I appreciate those things. And yeah, there was certainly stereotypes as to what blind people are supposed to do when they grow up, but I'm certainly thankful that parents, you know, urged, I don't know if it's, can't think of a stronger word, it's too early, but to pursue college, undergrad, grad school. But anyway, thank you all.
Thank you for commenting, Charlie. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. So we are getting close to time for the other meetings. Thank you, Carlton, for coming.